Now, what was it that really stopped you from being the skeptic that you were? What changed your mind? Was it over time? Was there a major event? What was it?
I think it was a number of events, to be fair. I don't think there's any one thing that sort of made me stop and say, that's it, I now believe. But if there was one, it was while we were filming the TV series Ghost Detectives here in the UK. I was at a place called Bowden House down in Devon. We were filming a reconstruction of an 8-year-old girl who had died in the particular room of the house called Alice. And we got a girl dressed up. She looked quite like the picture of Alice. She was dressed up in a Victorian-style dress. And was skipping around the room, and we had three cameras, different points of the room, pointing around to film her. And all of a sudden, I heard, as clearly as you're hearing me now, "May I play?" in my right ear. I went white as a sheet, apparently. I turned around, scuffled in the corner, to which point the cameras turned on me to see what was going on. I obviously wouldn't say anything in front of the cameras because I thought, no, I'm going to look a fool. I'm hearing voices, you know. I'm no way. And Graham, who was the police officer I told you about, said he sort of interviewed me for about half an hour, asking me the same question over and over again in different ways, as the police do, you know, typical interrogation. And at the end of it, he said, the one thing that doesn't change in Ross's story is the term "may I play." He said, now, if he'd have said, "Can I play? Can I join in? Can I have a go?" I'd have thought, no, no more of it. But "may I play" is Victorian grammar. He said, kids don't speak like that in England anymore. I believe what Ross heard was the voice of the real Alice, who wanted to join into the recreation we were doing here filming today.
And once you started to believe, once those barriers, Ross, that you had put up there were beginning to crumble, how did you react to it?
I guess, again, it was over a period of time, because the thing that made Ghost Detectives so popular over here was that 90% of the time I would always come up with a rational and logical explanation for what happened. So when I did actually go to screen and say, well, I have to put this down in the little black book we call Paranormal, the audience got really excited because it was like, oh, Ross can't answer it, you know. So it became almost my job to try and dismiss the evidence that was being put forward. But so much was happening within the shows as we were recording them that, you know, I had to turn around in the end and just say, well, look, you know, there is something out there that doesn't fit into this little box we all like to call normal.
Did you find, Ross, that people were more receptive to the fact that you were beginning to believe in the paranormal, the unusual, rather than just be the old skeptic saying, not true, not true, not true?
Yeah, well, I think when we made this series, we're talking 6 years ago now in 2001, and I don't know what it was like in 2001 in the US, but over here in the UK, it was still very skeptic governed. Most of the shows.
Well, everything was fine here until 9/11 in that horrible year. And then up until then, I don't think people believe much of anything anymore, Ross, but that's another story.
No, I could imagine that. I could imagine that. It was a sad thing. But no, I mean, I guess that because there'd been so many skeptics on telly, you know, it was a case of trying to do things a slightly different way with Ghost Detectives. And I think what happened was we were running out of skeptics as the series went on, because even Graham Matthews, the police officer, was a skeptic. Although he was a ghost hunter part-time, he was very much a skeptic. And even he admitted to being a believer about four shows into the series, because things happened to him that he couldn't understand, couldn't believe, that sent him white as a sheet. And that was at the Theatre Royal in Margate. And, you know, I think as we went on, we really did just run out of skeptics.
Did you then begin to start believing other issues and other cases after the initial push?
I've never been one for believing anything unless I see it with my own eyes or experience it. I'm still fairly skeptical on certain things now because they haven't happened to me, but certainly as the paranormal opened up to me, I realized there were things that go on in this universe we don't understand. And I think Arthur C. Clarke once said, the universe isn't only stranger than we imagine, it's stranger than we can imagine. And I think this is it. There's a difference between the brain, which is meant for our existence here on Earth, and the mind, which taps into this universal conscious stream. And it's not until we start to explore that through the mind that we can maybe get into some of this really weird stuff that goes on around us from every single day.
Did you find that you would start trying to seek out scientists or paranormalists or experts in these chosen fields to help give you the information you were looking for?
Yeah, I certainly did. I went on a sort of global trek, really, looking for people that were like-minded, that were open-minded enough within science, And again, back in 2001, that was difficult. A lot of scientists didn't want to know. They said the paranormal was just a load of old tosh. We don't want to deal with it. So it was a struggle to start with. But then all of a sudden, people like Professor Gary Schwartz came into the picture at the University of Arizona, Dr. Sam Parnia at Southampton General Hospital. People that were renowned within their field started to take an interest in the paranormal. And I thought, now we're getting somewhere. And I had meetings with these various people. And we started to develop a worldwide network of people, people like Victor Zammit in Australia, various different people around the globe that had got evidence to bring forward. And I thought, now the evidence is just getting too strong. It's there. You know, it's time to pretty much go global with this thing, you know?